Geese and Intercessors. This morning I heard the geese. There has been a regular flock flying over our area, low and slow. I think they land in the marsh nearby. When we first moved to our property on the river, we came on weekends to rest and pray. It was so peaceful, and we needed it. There began to be two geese who landed on the beach almost daily. Facing the land, they would honk and honk and honk. This happened several times when we were present. As an intercessor and prophetic believer, I recognized the call to pray. It was an all-hands-on-deck kind of call. Geese fly in groups and take turns as the point goose to allow the last leaders to rest by moving back in the V. Prophets say they symbolize the intercessors. I agree. I began asking about prayer in the gatherings I was in. One rather large had no prayer, literally none. They made their excuses about busy schedules and folks just don't seem interested. My response, we have to try. And so began a Friday afternoon prayer group. They started it on Zoom. 2 years later, it's still going, both in person and on Zoom. It's become a powerful political action group for Washington and beyond. Another group I'm involved with is still putzing along. It doesn't have a focus, and often it's more about fellowship than actually putting prayer to our words. The positive thing is learning to pray and becoming more comfortable with the humble prayer of a righteous man. Others have come and started to pray out loud for the first time. So valuable. Many burdened hearts have come clean and been encouraged. One night we were returning from a trip late. It can be very dark here in the mountains at night, but there was no mistaking the coyote calls. Loud and near, so near I wondered if they were in our front yard. I knew they were trying to get to the nesting geese. Alarm, alarm, protect the young, fly and fight, I heard myself praying. Prayer groups were struggling. They just needed training, prophetic insight, and deliverance. And we gathered to assist them in their journey. So much has changed in the last 4 years for us. A huge move to the Northwest, living in Seattle, where we made a sweet home for 12 months as we got our lay of the land and figured out where God was opening a space for us. Then a pandemic, and all the corruption and evil began to be exposed. Those geese honked and honked to call the sleepy saints to get busy and pray together. Others across our nation were already involved in praying for governmental change and action points. It has only increased, and I am so pleased. Pleased to see the two geese have become a much larger flock. Since spring, they have come and nested, honking as they come and go. Then the happy parents gather their goslings on the river and teach them. They learn to fly in those protected places. As fall approaches, more and more geese cross over our area and rest in the protection of the marsh. We are so blessed to encourage prayer and teach the flock. The ones that are injured, we show a clear path to health and joy-filled living, covering them as they stretch their wings and fly. As I heard the geese this morning, I took stock in what was and what is today. Big changes. And let us not grow weary as the day approaches. Our Savior hears each one and loves them too. Pray.
Emotionally free. Lessons from my Lord Jesus. Jesus is a full-spectrum person. In other words, he is an extremist. He spans the limits. Jesus is fully present with the depths of crushing grief and the heights of ecstatic joy. He is ambidextrously bipolar, able to weep or rejoice freely with all his heart. I learned so much from his freedom to weep and laugh. Jesus pegs the limits of grief. He is called a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, not just his personal grief, but that of his lambs. We see him moved with compassion for the crowds. We see him weeping for his nation because of his vision of the destruction of Jerusalem. He comes to his personal physical limits at Gethsemane. He is crushed at the olive press. He feels utter abandonment by friends and also feels like his father has abandoned him. He is not hiding, but is present with grief. Could we have such capacity? Hebrews 1:9 says of Jesus, "You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. This is why God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy beyond your companions." Jesus scaled the highest limits of joy. No person has fully ascended those elevations of pleasure and delight which our Lord Jesus has summited. How do you picture Jesus spinning and dancing with joy as the apostles returned with their reports of success? Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do." Luke 10:21. The disciples probably never thought achieving Jesus' level of joy would be achievable. But he promised them, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy be made complete." John 15:11. Wow. To be so completely full of joy, even having Jesus' joy in them. We are talking about escalated, sky-high joy. That level of joy is regarded by some as radical and out of the safe range. Many of us endeavor to stay in the range of the safe and sociably acceptable emotional parameters. Not too joyful, not too sorrowful. Jesus was emotionally free to fathom the depths and soar the heights. Jesus is my emotional mentor. He is teaching me to be uninhibited and secure regardless of the experiences, thoughts, and emotions. He is with me in the most crushing circumstances. I am free to go into the heavy waters of people's losses and nightmares. I can also travel to peaks of joy I have never before hazarded mounting, relishing the reality that my name is securely written in heaven. What I have outstrips the joy of new wine, the plunder of battle, or the winnings of a lottery. Jesus is teaching me that I am safe and free to get emotional, both with sorrow and joy. Some may think me emotionally unstable, but perhaps I am becoming emotionally released. We like to quote Paul as he proclaims, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Such great counsel. We might remember that he also said, "I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart." Romans 9:2. Paul possessed a free, full-spectrum emotional life. One day I was officiating at a funeral in the morning and a wedding in the afternoon. What were my emotions doing? Paul urged us, "Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn." Romans 12:15. Are you so emotionally free, secure, and flexible that at any moment you may join a brother or sister in their unbounded joy or devastating sorrow? I'm beginning to learn this emotional freedom from my mentor, the Lord Jesus Christ. And a simple prayer. Dear Father, I want to experience total freedom in every department. Grant me emotional freedom in your Son, Jesus Christ. This is Stephen C. Johnson and Pam Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises.